and are sold at cost to support sustainable water conservation. Order yours today at utilitieskingston.com/rainbarrels. CFRC 101.9 FM is pleased to present a new Airwave YGK workshop brought to our community. Young, emerging local musicians are welcome to join us on August 21st at 11 a.m. at CFRC for our free industry intro, Getting Your Music Out There workshop with Mark Garnas and Chancellor Miracle. Come learn about getting your band booked, applying to festivals, procuring booking agents, touring, funding, submitting music to CFRC and other radio stations nationally, plus other great tips and tricks for emerging musicians and bands. Space is limited. Register now through Instagram at CFRC Radio or our website at cfrc.ca.
Afternoon. It is 2 p.m. and you are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. This is Whiplash with your host, Aaron. Or recently, as I've been called, Mr. Steal Your Girl. But that, I think, is a story for another time. But seems to continuously ring true. but today, I've mainly picked some feel-good songs, or at least they make me feel good. Yeah, I haven't been in the studio, I think, in a couple weeks, so I'm super happy to be back, and it's starting to feel a little bit like summer, in that I am slaving away every single day at my minimum wage job, but it's all worth it because I have so many concerts lined up this summer that I am super, super excited to go to. Some I may go to by myself, as in I haven't bought the tickets yet, but we'll see. We'll see. I feel like I'm looking at going to Metric next week by myself, probably. I don't know. I haven't decided. We'll see. And I'm also looking at going to Wolf Alice. But I think I'll update you. I mentioned it a little bit. Maybe. Who knows? Maybe that was on my After Dark show. Oh, my After Dark show premiered. My season two of Whiplash After Dark premiered last week, I want to say. And that was incredibly fun. It's right after the witching hour on Tuesday nights. I guess it's technically Wednesday morning. Well, Wednesday midnight, but I feel like that doesn't translate well. So it's like Tuesday midnight, but like not really. It's after the witching hour, so like 12 a.m. on Wednesday. But that was really fun. If you want to go check that out, I did something that I've kind of been working on since last summer. There's a lot of talking, I will say, that it's like heavy like internet lore from these like weird, bizarre internet girls who've kind of been like manufactured in a way, and some of them are really, really scary. There's like a I think I did like cyborgs, I did like an android, or these like robot seeming girl like Poppy and like Mars Argo, and I kind of delved into the lore with like Titanic Sinclair. Yeah, but segueing kind of into lore, I went to go see Magdalena Bay a few weeks ago with May from The Mood with May. Thank you so much, girly, for getting me that ticket. It was actually incredible. Like, the performance was crazy. There was like props, and it was like theater. And yeah, I don't know. It was way, way, way better than I was anticipating. Her voice is incredible. Like, that girl got pipes. Let me tell you that. But it was incredible. The Imaginal Disc tour, and I am actually currently wearing the shirt for it as well. The merch was so cool. It was really original, which I love to see. I hate seeing people's stupid faces like printed on T-shirts. I feel like it's a reoccurring theme, but it makes me so upset. Like, I don't want to see your face or, like, I don't know, the cover art on a shirt. Like, give me something original, something fresh, unique. Like, I don't know. And I feel like not enough people are doing that. I feel like only smaller artists do that, which shouldn't be the case, because I feel like they don't have the funds to, like, pay people, you know? Someone sent out a mass email blast to these, like, huge artists being like, get smaller artists in your merch, because I guarantee they'd sell probably a lot. No, that's a lie. Well, I don't know. I can't speak for other people, but that's what I want. Anyway, I will say up first is Death and Romance, which is probably my favorite track off of Imaginal Disc. And then we have a new track from Yule, and then a new track from Afternoon, Bike Ride. So yeah, this is Magdalena Bay on CFRC 101.9 FM.
I'm Hello, hello. How are you? This is Whiplash on CFRC 101.9 FM, and I hope that you are having a wonderful day. Yeah, I'm here with some fresh, hot, new Whiplash material. I have kind of been slacking recently, which I feel really bad about, but I'm back and obviously full of energy and super, super happy to be here. Yeah, yesterday was my mom's birthday, so everybody say happy birthday, Kelly, for birthing such an amazing rock star and radio host and an overall amazing person. And yeah. Happy birthday! Oh my gosh! Wow, thank you so much. She's really going to appreciate that, but also my mom is an amazing person and I love her so, 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 so much. So yeah, it was really cool. I was really sad I didn't get to spend it with her. But anyway, I'm here with a very special guest today.
It's Chris.
It's Chris. Every time she comes on, she becomes like less and less special, but she's still a special guest.
Thank
always.
You. I like to think I become more and more special each time.
It's less and less surprising each time. It's not a surprise for anyone anymore. You're basically just on here every
week. That's kind of true.
I feel like, yeah, we're a little bit late today, so I apologize for that.
We had to skedaddle. We were on a beautiful nature walk this morning.
We were with a woman named Claire.
Shout out to the Wild Edge.
And like six other strangers.
Yeah.
Who were amazing.
And we're all spiritually bonded now.
Yeah. Yeah, we are.
That was really nice.
It was really nice, actually. Yeah, if you're interested on kind of reconnecting with nature and really getting in touch with yourself, or if you just want like a relaxing time in a conservation area, reach out to
Claire Beach.
There you go.
With the Wild Edge. Or tune into our news programming next week on Friday for a segment about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Friday at 11.
Mm-hmm. We went for journalistic purposes and we came out feeling really good.
With spiritual enlightenment.
We did. It was honestly amazing. It was a very unique experience that I've never had before. And I went in blind and it was really, really cool just to see how other people felt during the whole thing as well.
Yeah.
We ended up taking longer than we were supposed to, which I honestly kind of take as a good sign.
Me too. And it didn't feel long.
Yeah, it didn't feel long
like
at all.
It flew
all.
By.
It felt like everyone was really into it. And yeah, it was just really, really cool to see people really engage with the environment.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of things we do, like people are too cool for school. But this was like everyone was locked in and really engaged with it.
Yeah, it was really,
really
cool.
Nice.
Really, really cool.
Very refreshing.
Honestly, yeah. And at first I was like, oh, the sun's not too hot, da, da, da. By the time we came out of the woods,
Wompy.
We stank.
I was fine until we got in the parking lot again. We were at Lemoyne Point and I was like, it was hot.
It was like, yeah, once we hit the concrete, we felt like, oh my gosh, it was evil.
And we had of course, a sweaty drive here.
Yeah, my car doesn't have air conditioning, so I'm unwilling to pay $1,000 for it. To fix my air conditioning if that's the issue.
That's fair. We survived.
We
did. Spit it out.
Windows down makes me seem cooler anyway, I feel like. My windows down, jam into my Beats. So if your AC's broken, don't worry. Everyone else thinks you're super cool and definitely doesn't know that your AC's broken.
Yeah, just blast CFRC and
but the telltale indicator is when you're on the highway
and the windows are still
and
down.
The windows are all the way down. It's like, no, that's like, oh, that's so
that's
bad.
That's some desperation.
I can't do that to myself. Like I get so irritated with the noises, but that is desperation. That's like you're suffering for wherever you're trying to get. But regardless, I think some really, really fun songs today. We're gonna end off really great. But I have two tracks from Sophia Stell that I want to get into. This is I'll Take It on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Certified replacement of faith. Wake up this
You just heard Alone by Christoph featuring Femme, which came out in 2016, but I'd never heard that song until recently. And I don't know, I've just really been digging it, like, while I'm driving.
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, did you? Yeah, it's really cool. I don't know, it's really chill, really chill. And then before that was Everyone Falls Asleep in Their Own Time, which is one of the newest singles that Sophia Stell dropped. But I think she's dropped a few more since then. And then before that, I started off with I'll Take It, also by Sophia Stell, off of her 2025 album Object Permanence, which is kind of crazy to drop an album in March of 2025 and then continue to keep
releasing singles. I was going to say two albums, or an album, and then...
Yeah,
is she a fairly new artist?
I would say so. Yeah, she just released a song called All My Friends Are Models and then has another one called Taste as well. She's busy.
And she's from out west, you said?
She's from Western Canada. I'm not entirely sure where from, but yes. Yeah, I don't know. She be dropping. I don't know. I like her. I was pretty, I won't lie, I was pretty tentative. Like, I didn't love her EP that came out last year, but I'm really, really, really liking the singles this year.
Yeah, and I really like those two tracks.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially really, the really second one.
Mm-hmm. No, I've been listening to Everyone Falls Asleep in Their Own Time, like, every day since I heard it. And I was surprised to see that it was Sophia Stell because I was like, oh my gosh, wait.
Like, I do like you.
I love this. Because I know she's been on a bunch of playlists of like people to look out for in like Canadian music and just women in music in general. So yeah, I'm really happy to see that she is getting the recognition that she deserves, I suppose. Yeah. Yeah. Do you have any plans for the weekend?
Oh gosh. I am going to go to the... I'm going to hit legs tomorrow. So excited about that.
Exciting.
Then I have to go to the mall and get my contact lenses. Oh, so exciting.
Oh my gosh.
As well.
Adventure. I love it. I saw Weapons last night.
What one's that?
Oh my gosh, what? I thought you knew about it.
No.
It's kind of... It honestly... After
I've only watched the same four movies. I don't know.
Yeah, you do. There's an alien TV series.
I'm going to watch the crap out of that. Yeah. Probably this weekend, actually. That's in the cards.
It's the final release from Hulu. Apparently, Hulu's merging with Disney Plus.
Oh.
Can you believe that?
Oh. Well, I know the alien thing is on... The show is on Disney Plus.
Yeah, because it's
because they're merging. Because it's like the last thing. Oh, yeah. Interesting. Or now that I think about it,
I like Hulu shows. They had a lot of like good original shows.
Yeah, I think a lot of them were already on Disney Plus.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
yeah.
I guess this is just like the final.
But
step.
Yeah, R.I.P. Hulu.
R.I.P. Hulu.
Yeah.
I didn't know you very well, but...
I know, and I saw a bunch of people in the comments who had subscriptions to Hulu being like, we were not aware of this. Like, what's going to happen?
Who's going to tell us, actually?
Yeah. But anyway, yeah. So I saw Weapons, and honestly, Jesse said that it was, like, a better... It was what Longlegs was supposed to be.
Is it, like... What kind of, is it an A24, or is it, like...
No.
A different thing? Okay.
I don't know who it is, actually.
Yeah.
I saw Entertainment One at the beginning. But yeah, so I watched that in the cinema last night, and I can honestly kind of say I enjoyed it probably to the same degree as Longlegs.
So it's a horror movie?
It's a horror movie, but it wasn't scary. It was more like kind of silly scary.
Okay, because Longlegs was also silly scary.
It was silly scary. Yeah.
I will say again though, my Longlegs experience was unique because we were in the very front row.
Yes.
And I was literally breaking my neck in physical pain, and then like everything looked so distorted.
I can't believe you guys stayed for that.
I honestly, we should have left. But because I literally, like, I basically watched the movie in, like, fisheye view. Like, every time I see a clip or something now, I'm like, that's what that looked like?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Big theaters need to get rid of their front seats.
There's no point. It was awful.
It was terrible.
It was wicked. We were there because we got them, like, so last minute.
Yeah.
And it was, like, the movie at the moment. Mm-hmm. But... That was awful.
I do have to say, they've been marketing really, really well for horror movies this year, and it's just kind of like a letdown.
A
little bit. I was honestly, I usually try to go into things without knowing anything about them or with little expectations, and then, like, I honestly laughed more at Weapons than I did anything else.
in a bad way, though, not in like a...
Yeah, I think so. The cast was phenomenal, though, I won't lie. But yeah, it was kind of like inconsistent. It just felt like two movies in one, almost.
What's like your clip notes of like how you would, like, what would your summary be? Without, I guess, totally spoiling it. Synopsis, that's the word.
Well, have you seen the poster? The poster literally has a trillion words on it.
I have not, like, seen anything about this movie.
A whole class of children left mysteriously. No one knows where they went, and they won't come back.
That's just all on the poster. Are you serious?
Seriously.
And it's, like, worded like that.
Basically,
the kids left and they're not coming back and we don't know where they are, and they might come back later, but we're not sure.
Yeah. Which, spoiler.
Bizarre.
Spoiler. Like, the kids come back.
Oh.
So,
okay.
It's totally misleading. But yeah.
Oh, is it like a happy ending then? I feel like every horror movie I've seen recently had a very, like...
It wasn't like a happy ending. I mean, like, it was, but it was, I think it was kind of, I don't think it was a happy ending for me, because I was kind of just like, oh, like, I want more, I want more death.
It was happy for me because I wanted everyone to die.
But
so you did, it's not movie of the year for you.
Not movie of the year, actually pretty disappointing, I'm not gonna lie. I have like a whole notes list of like things that I wrote last night when I was trying to sleep. I was like, no, I need to get it off my chest.
Your letterbox.
So I'll draft. Try and formulate a decent letterbox.
I look forward to reading your review on Letterboxd.
Yeah, I'll put a spoiler on it, though. I think there's spoilers, but yeah, you should definitely still watch it. I wouldn't recommend going to the cinema to watch it.
I probably won't watch it, to be honest. I've not been.
Okay, then I'll tell you about it at a different point.
Okay.
Yeah.
The only movie I care about in the next year is...
Alien.
There's the Predator movie that's coming out.
I thought a Predator movie already came out.
Another one is coming out, and I'm so excited. And then the new Avatar movie I'm really excited about. I love Avatar.
I did not know you loved Avatar.
I do love Avatar.
Well, okay. No, I have to. We're taking up too much time now. I want to play the music, but I've watched
Avatar.
Let's
talk about these 8 hours of movies right now.
I've watched Avatar 1 a couple times. I don't understand the plot. I've never watched it
really?
As an adult, really. No, I watched it last time I tried to watch it.
Because you were a child.
18.
Yeah.
And I still don't understand the plot.
It's also so long. I could see, like, you'd be like, what's happening?
Are, like, the Avatar, are they real?
No. Or they're synthetic. Like,
what does that mean?
Yeah, they're real, like, they're real bodies and stuff. They just, like, transfer their consciousness into the Avatar.
But that's what he did. So why were they unaccepting of him?
Oh, but, like, he still had his human body, and he's still, like, a human. And his body's not, like, perfectly Navi. It's, like, part Navi, part human.
Oh, my God.
It's a whole thing.
No, that's fake. Sorry. I can't get into that. That's where I draw the line.
Your disbelief, like, science-wise. There's a lot of things where it's, like, why would that happen?
Yeah, no, that's not for me, I don't think. But I saw that the animation style changed like crazy, though, and it looks kind of ugly now.
And I'm kind of sad because they kind of just look like people now.
Yeah, they looked way cooler.
They look like weirdly human.
Yeah, I don't like it.
It's like really hideous.
Yeah. Boycott, make them redo the whole movie.
Also, Sigourney Weaver plays a little girl, and she doesn't sound like a little girl.
she's in the first one, or like still?
In the second one. Because she's like, she plays her own daughter.
I was going to say she's in the first one.
Yeah, because she's in the first one. But spoiler alert for a movie that came out like 10 years ago. She died.
Oh.
And then in the second one, she's like her kid. But she just has her own voice, which is like kind of...
I don't care. She can do no wrong.
I was going to say, but I'm like, I'm just happy Sigourney's there.
Yeah.
So I don't really care. Even though it's like a really strange choice. And like this little girl sounds like a 6-year-old woman. But like, it's okay because I just want her to be there.
Yeah.
It's okay that Sigourney Weaver is like a 12-year-old girl. It's fine. I don't know how old she actually is.
I support it.
She's also a little blue alien, so like, I guess it doesn't matter. I guess nothing matters.
Okay. Up next is Saw You Die. I'm sorry. Avatar, I'm not on board. That's like one franchise. That's ridiculous.
That's so fair. I'll spend those 4 hours all by myself when I watch the new one.
Yeah,
it was
like
8 hours.
What do they possibly have to convey from the story that they're so ridiculously long? Anyway, this is Saw You Twice, which Chris is probably going to do with the upcoming Avatar and Predator and Alien show by Nabaha Iqbal. And then I have a song that I've really been enjoying by LSD in The Search for God, and then No Joy, and then Heavy Wild. Enjoy.
I'm not afraid to
was Starting Over by LSD and The Search for God, which came out on their 2007 album, which I still have yet to listen to, but I have really, really been digging that song on my drives home from work. And then before that was Saw You Twice by Nabaha Iqbal off of her album Weighing of the Heart. And I really, really like her and I really enjoy her lyrics. I think she's quite talented. Yeah, unfortunately, I did cut two of the songs I said I was going to play because there are more important things at hand. Okay? You need to understand that. It's about to get really serious in here.
I second those executive decisions. These are more important,
unfortunately.
It's
about to get real serious in here. And if you're just tuning in, this is Whiplash. We're almost at the end of my show, but please stay. You're really going to find it worth it. Yeah. Any remarks before we get into this?
I got nothing. Let's just get right into it.
This album... Wow. There was one night where I was joking around with my coworker and I was driving him home and I was just like, wait, what if I put this song on? And then it kept going down the album track list and I was like, wait, why is this one of the best albums of all time? That just like defined my childhood. But anyway, we will address that afterward. Enjoy. This is Rock That Body by the Black Eyed Peas on CFRC 101.9 FM.
You like body out of sight, body out of sight.
She does a two-step and a tongue drop. She does a cabbage patch and the bus stop. She like electro, she love hip-hop. She like the reggae, she feel punk rock. She like samba and the mambo. She like to break dance and calypso.
Get a little crazy, get a little stupid. Get a little crazy, crazy, crazy.
Rock your body, ride.
Black Eyed Peas. sorry, Rock Your Body with Black Eyed Peas. Sorry, I forgot to turn my mic on. I only have one song left for today. I really hope that you have enjoyed today's show. I didn't get to play that much music, but I hope what I did get to play you enjoyed. Yeah, I hope you have an amazing weekend, a great Friday night, and I hope to see you next week. Even if you didn't enjoy this week, it'll be completely different next week. Final remarks.
Make sure you spend at least one full weekend day watching all the Avatar movies so that we can talk about it next week.
Yeah, please. We'll somebody give me like the Cliff's Notes of Avatar, and I still won't understand what is happening. But Ethel Kane and Lana Del Rey are beefing, and I need you to like sit on that. So I hope you have a great weekend. If you didn't know, now you
this
know.
This is giving last time we were here. Last time we were here, and right at the end, you said thoughts on Trisha Paytas naming her baby Aquaman, and that's all we said about it.
I always like come in here or like wake up in the morning and like this is what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to do it on the fly. Like I was like everything else going to be I'll freestyle it, but this is what I want to talk about, and I always forget until the last moment because I don't go on my phone or anything.
One word to describe the Ethel Kane Lana Del Rey beef.
I don't know, devastating, I guess.
Devastating.
But let me pick a side. I've already picked my side, so whatever. My final song today is No Good by The Prodigy, and I really hope that you enjoy. What's the one word that you would describe it as?
The beef or
yeah, the beef. Oh, you know what I should have said? I should have said no good and then segued into the song and just started playing it. That really would have been skill. But I don't think quick like that.
Well, I don't really have a word because I don't know what happened. So
okay, well, with that, this is no good by the Prodigy. You should have said no good.
No good answer.
Oh my gosh, she's killing me here. No Good by the Prodigy on CFRC 101.9 FM. Have a wonderful weekend. I hope to see you here next Friday at 2 p.m.